Section 5. CIS penalties. I have already expressed concerns about the level of penalties that can be imposed by HMRC and how very often these are disproportionate to the offences committed. So let me remind you what penalties exist at the moment. There is a fixed penalty of £100 per month charged for each 50 subcontractors or part batch of 50 subcontractors, which means that a contractor with only a small number of subcontractors will be charged £100 a month for failing to submit a return on time. The penalties increase to £200 per month for 51 subcontractors up to 100, and they continue to increase for each 50 subcontractors. The penalties are charged for any failure to file a return within 14 days of the end of the month. That means the 19th of the month deadline, and this deadline is not extended to the 22nd for contractors that submit their returns electronically. The fixed penalties are charged for up to 12 months for each return that remains outstanding for that length of time, and where a return is outstanding for more than 12 months, an additional automatic final late filing penalty will also be charged. This is an amount not exceeding £3,000 and is based on the number of offences within the 12-month period prior to submission of the late return. If a contractor submits a monthly return that is incomplete or incorrect, HMRC may charge penalties not exceeding the difference between the amount returned and the amount that should have been returned. And incomplete or incorrect returns include persons or payments omitted from the return, persons or payments incorrectly entered onto the return, and there we have the situation of employees who shouldn't be on the return, failing to make a declaration in respect of verification or employment status also incurs penalties, incorrectly making a declaration in respect of verification or employment status also puts us into a penalty position. If a contractor fails to produce records relating to payments made under the scheme when asked to do so, penalties of up to £3,000 may be charged. Contractors may be charged an initial penalty not exceeding £300 and daily penalties not exceeding £60 per day if they fail to give statements to subcontractors registered for payment under deduction, and then a penalty not exceeding £3,000 if negligently or deliberately providing incorrect information in such statements. Payment status are a real issue for our clients. Contractor clients must provide statements to subcontractors paid under deduction. Too many are not doing that. It is an offence for a subcontractor knowingly to make a false declaration or submit any false documentation in order to register for gross payment or for payment under deduction. The penalty for that offence could be up to £3,000. The warning is this, that these penalties are very significant and they arise even where there is no tax involved, as would be the case with any failure to submit nil returns. Some relief may be obtained from disproportionate fixed penalties, but there is no clear guidance on this, and we should try to help clients avoid any failure to register, any failure to verify, failures to make deductions, and failures to submit CIS 300 monthly returns. We will also need to give serious consideration to making voluntary disclosures to HMRC to avoid or at least mitigate penalties when such failures come to light.